It was a good bill. It was a good bill.
Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel, along with all the members of the Senate's Health Regulation Committee, approved what may be the most sweeping overhaul of the state's assisted living industry since it was created more than four decades ago. A series of media reports last year chronicled a long history of abuse and neglect in assisted living facilities across the state. The Health Regulation Committee is chaired by Republican Senator Rene Garcia, who says the proposal is aimed at increasing oversight of those centers. Here he is reading from a long list of things the proposal would do.
Requires employees of state or local agencies that regulate or provide services to state-licensed facilities to report abuse, neglect, or exploitation. It increases the biannual licensing fee and per-resident fee if an ALF has one or more class one or class two violations within a two-year prior to renewal. Previous to that,
and it goes on. That proposal, SPB 7174, boosts the amount of training, certification, and education that caregivers must have. It increases penalties and licensing fees for facilities that have had prior violations, and it calls for a shutdown of facilities where residents die due to neglect and abuse. The move is getting support from critics of the state's policies toward long-term care facilities, like Brian Lee, who was the long-term care ombudsman until Governor Rick Scott took office.
The enhancements are massive.
Lee says the bill shores up what he says are the state's flimsy regulations on assisted living facilities.
And we see improvements in administrator accountability, regulatory authority, staff training, residents' rights, and consumer information. And these are our outstanding improvements. With these seeds being sown, residents and families will reap substantially safer care for years to come.
Between July and December of last year, the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration reported it imposed more than $600,000 in fines. Out of the more than 2,600 assisted living facilities in the state, the agency revoked 13 licenses and blocked 13 others from participating in Medicaid. 26 centers closed because of lawsuits and regulatory pressure. Meanwhile, a similar proposal on assisted living facilities, also called ALFs, was unveiled in the Senate's Children and Families Committee, where Senate Minority Leader Nan Rich serves.
And I think this goes a long way to make significant improvements that will guarantee the safety and well-being of the residents in our ALFs.
But the proposals could face some opposition from members of the Florida House of Representatives, which tends to resist regulation increases. Industry groups like the Florida Healthcare Association and the Florida Assisted Living Association say they haven't yet taken a position on the bills. However, on its website, the Assisted Living Association says, quote, "We must be cautious in developing one-size-fits-all regulations." Senate Children and Families Committee Chairwoman Rhonda Storms tried to head off criticism by saying she believes the bill is a reasonable response to problems within the industry.
And I hope that that the industry, if they are troubled by particular components, that they will continue to work with us. But we really must press forward on this, and I look forward to working with Health Regs on their proposed committee bill.
Both Senate committee proposals would dramatically increase the qualifications for facility administrators from a high school diploma to a college degree with coursework in health fields or 2 years of experience caring for residents. They would also impose criminal penalties for caregivers and administrators who falsify records. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.